behind loud hastening hooves, a speed of armored squadron, and a voice far heard of chariots bore her from her home. A ghost wakened in its dumb muse, looked up at her from a vast indolence.
Thank you.
and worship and praise all ones you deserve. She made herself the diligent servant of the Lord, nor spared the labor of broom and jar and well, or closed the gentle tending, or to heat the fire of altar and kitchen. No slight task allowed to others that her woman's strength might do.
Thank you.
Yavan sometimes half understood the unplumbed abyss of her deep, passionate want. Yet ever they grew into each other more, until it seemed no power could rend apart. Since even the body's walls could not divide, for when he wandered into the forest, oft her conscious spirit walked with him anew, his actions as if in herself he moved. He, less aware, thrilled with her from afar.